It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I've been thinking about lizards, and I brought some pictures of real lizards to show you. They're, let me show you here. They're kind of picture that fits in one of the projectors of picture. I'll just take these over and put them in now, and we can look at some slide pictures of real lizards. Press this and we'll see the first one. Now that one is a fat-tailed lizard, or a leopard gecko. Do you see the fat tail? And the leopard kind of stripes on it? That's why it's called that. Now the next one is called a bearded lizard. It does look as if it has a beard, doesn't it? And you see its tiny teeth with its open mouth. That's a bearded lizard. This one's a horned lizard. It's called a horned lizard because it has things that look like horns on it. This next one are pictures of anole. That's their name, anole kind of lizards. And this last one is an iguana, a Galapagos iguana. Isn't that a strange looking creature? Mr. McFeely said that he'd bring a real lizard by for us to see. Which kind do you suppose he'll bring? Oh, we can't be sure, of course. And like people, each lizard is different from each other lizard. And each one in its own way is fancy. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. I do. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Yes, that's the way I think about you. Somebody at the door, that may be Mr. McFeely with the lizard.
So Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. What kind of lizard did you bring?
Well, I didn't bring any right now.
Oh, weren't you able to find any?
Well, we have them over at our house, and Betsy's there now, so why don't you come over there for a visit and see them, alrighty?
Oh, you mean you have some live ones over there?
Live ones at our house.
Good. Why don't we go with Mr. McFeely to their place, and we'll see some lizards.
Right this way. Bets, here we are.
I'm standing here quietly looking at an iguana.
Hello, iguana.
I'll tell you a good way to get to know him. Feed him a piece of lettuce.
All right.
Here, why don't you do
come
it?
Come around this way and see if I can. Would you like a piece of lettuce? This is a lizard.
This is a kind of lizard, and this particular kind is called an iguana, and this particular iguana is called George.
Hi, George. Could I try another piece of lettuce?
Sure. Now, he wants to crawl up a little bit on my shoulder.
Here, George.
George, you want some?
Want some more lettuce?
I think I will.
That's what he says.
You're not as scared of this iguana?
No, are you?
I was at first.
May I touch it?
Because you're scary to look at. Mm-hmm.
So dry. His skin is so dry. Not wet at all.
No. He likes to be petted. Makes him very calm.
Look how he's breathing. You can see him. Hey, George. See how his lungs go in and out? Must be a very, very, very old kind of animal.
Can you see how long his tail is? You see that?
Yes.
Isn't that something? But he won't hurt you.
How do you know that?
Only because the man in the zoo told me I would never go near an animal like this in the woods or the desert unless I was with someone from the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who knew for sure. Because snakes and lizards are nice to look at, but stay away.
Well, now, are there smaller iguanas and larger ones?
Sure. I've been reading in my books here all about iguanas. And they grow all different sizes, but there's also different kinds of lizards. And I have a real tiny, tiny little delicate one over here. That's just the one that David likes.
Would you like to see it? He moves fast, so I'll be careful. Take the lid off. Oops, he's moving.
Could I help you somehow?
Well, I'll just reach in gently. There we go. You see? This is called an anole, I believe, dear, right?
That's right. It's a kind of, almost like a chameleon.
What a long tail he has.
Just hold on to him there.
What a long tail you have, anole.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
I think when anole gets mad, just like the iguana, he whips his tail around.
Uh-huh.
He can make the sand or the gravel move with it.
Well, everybody has to have something that he or she does when they're angry or frightened.
Sure.
Could I touch the...
Mm-hmm.
Its back has spots all along the back. What an interesting animal.
But now, Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
You won't go around picking up lizards or snakes just because we had you pick up these two.
No, I certainly wouldn't.
We've been having an interesting day reading about them. You know what they love?
What?
Just like me. They love the sunshine.
Hmm.
Lizards need lots of sunshine.
And do they eat meat?
Oh, no. This one only eats leaves and lettuce and things like that and grass.
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And this one eats insects.
They're curious-looking creatures, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be almost hypnotized by the way we pat them.
They like to be petted.
Yes. Well, I did want to see some lizards, and I thank you very much for sharing yours with me.
I'll put the lid on quickly.
But wait until we get all of him in here. There you go, Anoli.
Did you notice that around the lizards we tend to be very quiet and still, just the way they are?
Yes, they have that kind of calming effect on us. You're going to take them back to the zoo sometime?
Mm-hmm. Later on today.
Well, will you please tell those people at the zoo that I really appreciate the good care that they take of the animals.
Okie doke.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Good day,
too. Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Bye,
Mrs. McFeely. People at the zoo really do take such good care of the animals. That was very, very interesting. So we got to see a live iguana and a live anole. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make-believe that everyone is expecting that old school friend of King Friday's to come for a visit. And Daniel Tiger is still afraid of lizards. We have that kind of make-believe? Okay, Trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, she and Friday went to school. Oh, hello, Trolley.
Hello, Trolley.
She and Friday went to school together. It's a school called the College of Princes and Princesses.
Well, you mean the lizard is a princess?
I guess so. You have to be a prince or a princess to go to that college.
Somehow, I just never thought of a lizard as a princess.
Well, anything's possible in make-believe.
How right you are, Queen Sarah. Oh, did you know that Daniel Tiger was afraid of lizards?
What about them is he afraid of?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Lady Aberlin told me that he has some scary feelings about the lizard coming here to this neighborhood.
Why don't you ask him why he's afraid of the lizards? Then we'll know better how to help him.
I will. You're a very wise woman, Queen Sarah.
Well, I care about everyone here.
Well, that must be what helps you to be so wise. Well, farewell.
Farewell, Handyman Negri. Has she arrived yet?
You mean the king's friend?
The king's lizard friend?
No, she hasn't arrived yet, Daniel.
Whew.
Lady Aberlin told me that you were concerned about the lizard.
That's right. I'm not so sure I want to see her.
I was just wondering why.
Well, I'm afraid that the lizard might eat me up.
Oh, I see.
Don't lizards have big teeth and can't they bite a lot?
Well, I suppose they have teeth. You know, but they could use their teeth just for chewing their food.
Yes, and they could use them for chewing people and tigers.
Daniel, I don't think that the king and queen would have a friend that would eat people.
Or tigers.
Or tigers. Anyway, Queen Sarah said that the lizard is a princess.
Well, whatever she is, please find out if she bites or eats tigers, okay?
Okay, Daniel. Please remember, though, that there's a lot of people here in this neighborhood that wouldn't let anybody hurt you.
Would you say that again, please?
There's a lot of people here in this neighborhood who wouldn't let anybody hurt you.
Oh, thanks, Handy. You're such a good friend.
I'll see you later now.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. There's a lot of people in this neighborhood who wouldn't let anybody hurt me. Ho ho, Handy. Ho ho.
Oh, hi there, Lady Elaine.
Hi, Toots. Well, where's the monstrous lizard?
Well, she hasn't arrived yet, Lady Elaine.
Better clear out when she does.
Why?
You never know what she'll do.
Oh, but she's the king's friend.
Is she a regular or a special lizard?
What's the difference?
Well, a regular lizard always stays a lizard. But a special lizard changes into other things.
Well, I really don't know about that. But I'm going to find out if this lizard bites and eats people and tigers.
Well, lots of luck. I'll just keep my distance. Toot toot, Handy.
Toot toot. Miss Polyphagate? Yeah, how you doing? Oh, this is Handyman Negri. I was wondering, could I have an appointment to see the king? Oh, well, how soon? Right away? Oh, thank you very much.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual. King Friday?
You wished my counsel?
Yes, sire. I have a question from Daniel Striped Tiger and one from Lady Elaine Fairchild.
You may ask those two questions.
Daniel wants to know if your friend, the lizard, bites and eats people. And Lady Elaine Fairchild would like to know if your friend, the lizard, is regular or special.
Princess Margaret H. Lizard does not bite nor eat people or tigers.
Oh, Daniel will be very happy to hear that, sire.
And she is a special lizard.
Oh, and I must tell Lady Elaine that. Well, that means that she can change into different things, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. She's a very amusing creature, and she should be here any minute.
Oh, I see, sir.
One other thing, Handyman.
Yes, King Frank?
Princess Margaret H. Lizard is a vegetarian.
She eats only vegetables?
Exactly.
Oh, Daniel will be really happy to hear that, too.
You may carry that news to him.
Oh, yes, sir, I really...
King Friday, sir.
Oh, Miss Polyphicate, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
Your message?
Princess Lizard is on the phone and wishes to speak with you.
Oh, fine, you may hold the phone for me there.
Certainly.
Hello, Maggie? Yes. Well, when will you? Oh, tomorrow. That's fine. Who do you feel like being, Maggie? Oh, we're flexible here. Very well. We'll be waiting for you. Cheers, then. Oh, thank you. Princess Lizard will not arrive until tomorrow.
You may spread that news, both of you.
Yes, sir. King Friday. Yes, sir. Oh, tomorrow, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, Daniel's really going to be happy to hear all the news that I have for him.
Oh, I can imagine he is.
See you later. Yeah. Oh, hi, Trolley.
Bye-bye, Trolley.
So everyone was expecting King Friday's friend to come, and she's not coming until tomorrow. Wonder if it was hard for the king when he heard that his friend wasn't coming today. Sometimes grown-up people don't say when they're really disappointed. When I'm disappointed, I like to tell you so you'll understand. I think I'll just get some of that modeling dough that I made yesterday. Here it is. Remember how we made it? One part salt, two parts flour. Mix with cold water till it's right for modeling. Kinds of designs that you can make with. Were you ever looking for someone to come visit you? Someone that you really love? And then find that they weren't coming till another day? That can be very disappointing, can't it? Waiting another day can be very hard. You can even feel mad because you have to wait. What do you do with the mad feelings that you have? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead, and think, this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. And that's true. If you were born a girl baby, you're growing to be a bigger girl, and then a woman. If you were born a boy baby, you're growing up to be a bigger boy, and then a man. I think I might make a lizard out of this. Maybe an iguana kind of lizard. Statue. A lizard statue. Make it go along and drag its tail. Of course, you know, I could take this same modeling dough and make it into an elephant or a person. To make it into a person. person statue. But it's only with dough and make-believe and things like that that you can change an animal into a person. You and I will always be who we are. I think I'll take this to my real home with me. We've had a good day together. What was it that I brought with me? Oh, I'd better give the fish some food. Do you remember what I brought with me today when I first came? Those picture slides of lizards. I think I might show you those two that we saw at the McFeely's. Do you remember that kind? That kind of lizard? What it was called? It was called an anole. Yeah. And this one? That was the kind that Mrs. McFeely had on her shoulder. It's called an iguana. Well, there'll be lots more things for us to think about, talk about, and do tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
To make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.